SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The February employment report came in stronger than analysts were expecting. 275,000 jobs added last month. That comes on the heels of 353,000 jobs in January. February saw hiring gains in government, health care, and food services. The unemployment rate rose from 3.7% in January to 3.9% last month. Democracy's under attack, so says President Biden, one of the themes of last night's State of the Union speech. Another theme, he's pledging to advance abortion rights by taking the issue out of the hands of the states to decide.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Mr. Biden also calling for tax hikes on some Americans. The Republican response delivered by the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate.
Senator Katie Britt of Alabama says the president's address amounted to what she calls the performance of a career politician.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch. Under his administration, families are worse off. Our communities are less safe, and our country is less secure.
Britt noting that President Biden has been a politician longer than she's been alive. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the military has green-lighted a return to flight of its fleet of Osprey aircraft. 3 months after a parts failure led to the deaths of 8 service members in a crash in Japan. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 85 points. This is SRN News. Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want an abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Aid agencies and local authorities say a surge of new attacks by an Islamic State-affiliated group in northern Mozambique has left more than 70 children missing, causing 100,000 people to flee their homes. Churches among the 500 buildings destroyed. The attacks could mark a new stage in a crisis that authorities say forced more than 1 million people from their homes during nearly 7 years of violence. This is SRN News. Average cost of borrowing for a home edged a bit lower last month.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.88% this week. This is the first weekly drop in the rate after 4 straight increases. Lower rates provide more financial breathing room for home buyers who face rising prices and a tight inventory of homes for sale. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from its recent peak of 7.79% in late October. That's a favorable trend for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
Today marks the 10th anniversary of one of the biggest mysteries in aviation, the disappearance of Malaysia Air Flight MH370 bound for Beijing after departing Kuala Lumpur with 239 people on board. The Boeing 777 took a sharp turn south and vanished from radar screens, never to be seen or heard from again. Families of those on board continue trying to unravel the mystery. More details at SRNNews.com.